our feet stand within the Jerusalem. Years ago, when I was maybe 12 years old, I lived in Waukegan, Illinois. My father was the pastor, and we had an interesting woman, a black woman, in the congregation. She would often get up and dance a little bit. And she would sing. She would sing a song of coming to God's house. It has the same thought as, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now let me see how that goes. Oh, come and go with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Oh, come and go with me to my Father's house, where there's peace, sweet peace. My Jesus will be there in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. My Jesus will be there in my Father's house, where there's joy, joy, joy. And then she'd have a little dance. But she called our attention to the fact that Jesus is present. Jesus is here. And we've come together in His name to worship Him, to give Him thanks. That was the intent of the pilgrims, to come into His presence, into His house, and render unto Him thanks, praise, worship, worship. Oh, He is seeking such who worship Him in spirit and in truth. Am I a worshiper? You know, it's interesting. If you look into your concordance, the thought of worship, you find it's like this. It's like the kiss of a dog. Do anyone of you have a dog? Or no? You find that when you come into their presence, they're all over you. Is that right? Am I correct? And they want to kiss you, because they have no greater delight than in their master. And so it is. We have no greater delight than in the Lord Jesus. And we rejoice in the fact that He's with us. He's present now. And so we worship Him. We worship Him. It has that idea of delighting ourselves in Him. Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him and worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. The Psalm 123. Now we've had that there. And there are two pictures that the psalmist... Now, we ought to endeavor to get into the mind of the poet. What is he thinking when he sets before us those two pictures? Here's a servant looking to the hand of his master, waiting for whatever signal he might give, and constantly looking to the master. And it also says there's a maid who's looking upon her mistress in the same fashion. I wanted some butter this noon, so I lifted my hand, because there was a waitress there waiting for my signal. And she did well to respond, and she brought the butter and so on. But that's the idea. And what is that concept? Or what was his concept of life? In a word, what is it? What do you suppose was his concept of life? in a word. What is it? Service. Service. To live means to serve. We need to get that concept into our minds as well. We're here to serve. Is that correct? We're here to serve. It's said of David that he served his generation by the will of God and fell on sleep. It's a call. Salvation is a call to service. Let my people go that they may serve me. And so I'm here. I'm living for this sole purpose, to serve my master, to serve the Lord Jesus. Living for Jesus through earth's little while, striving to please him. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior. I want to obey my master. I want to live unto his praise. And I'm glad for the examples that we have, even among us. I think of Sarah Goransky. You know Sarah Goransky? I suppose most of you might know her. Sarah Goransky. It was in her thinking that she wanted to serve the Lord. And so when she went to a college where preparation was made, to NIAC, to prepare for ministry. Was there anything wrong in that? I want to serve the Lord. And now I'll go to this school and prepare myself. And so the Lord got hold of her and put it in her heart to go to China. You know, she's a pianist. She excels as a pianist. She had a concert in NIAC. She was the pianist, the one in her class, the best pianist. And we went to that concert. And then as a result of this, she went to China. They had a music festival, invited people from all over the world to come, and she went, played. But somehow it got into her heart to go to China. And so she did. She stepped out. Well, she had that time of preparation, and so she served, and she wanted to serve the Chinese. She went as a teacher, but she had opportunity to socialize with those students, and so they came. They wanted to know, you know, something about our culture. So they came and visited with her, and two of them responded, opened their hearts to the Lord. Now, we don't know what how this thing will continue on, but through those two, there's a likelihood that the message will spread. And she was able, like on Christmas, to present the Christmas story, the birth of Christ, and on Easter, the resurrection, and so on. So these Chinese, they learned of Christ and his work in our behalf, in behalf of humanity. Service. And we heard this morning about praying for the peace of Jerusalem. And the thought of standing in his favor, that peace descending upon us, as we have lived to bring him pleasure. We've brought him so much displeasure in our lives. And don't you think it's time now that we seek to bring him pleasure? And I know that you're here for that purpose, to serve him. It's a good beginning. I don't know what may take place in your life as you go from here. Maybe there are missionaries among us like Sarah. We don't necessarily have to go to a foreign country. The Lord needs us right here at home. He needs us in New York. And Sarah wasn't idle when she was with us. She sought to train young people to play an instrument. I've missed the instruments here. I made an effort in our assembly to offer to anyone, to everyone, every child, if they cared to play a certain instrument, I would provide the instrument. I taught a number of people to play instruments, play the trumpet, and Philip, the baritone. But we had a good group of young people who played their instruments. Well, they were serving the Lord in that manner. That's a great blessing. We have a concert in Ridgewood around Christmas time. And Dominic is the one who is in charge of that, Dominic Costanza. But what a blessing that has been to many people. But we all can't serve in that capacity. I had one fellow came to me and he wanted to play the trumpet. And so I got him a trumpet. We started out. And after the first meeting, I knew he couldn't. It wasn't within him to play the trumpet. What am I going to do with this fellow? I said, Kenny, you will never be able to play the trumpet. But there is something you can do. It's perhaps more important than playing the trumpet. You can testify. You can testify and you can pray. You know, and he followed that up. He followed that up. And it's so interesting to me that he brings a testimony into the service. It's so relevant. You can sense that the Lord is directing and giving him a testimony. And then if Philip says, who will pray? Kenny will be the first one to pray. Now, you can do that. And I think we've appreciated the testimonies, and I have appreciated the testimonies in this place and at this time. I'm sure we all have been blessed by the testimonies that we have heard, but you can testify, and you can pray. Let's give ourselves in that way. You don't have to testify in every meeting, but along the way, as the Lord has dealt with you in regard to these songs of ascent, the Lord is speaking to us. He's speaking to us. And we want to share what the Lord does for us to edify one another, build each other up. That ought to be our intention. Help one another. Is there any way that I can serve you? I'm at your disposal. I thank you for your service to us, all of you. But I have a responsibility to serve you in these matters that pertain to eternal salvation. My wife spent two summers here in the early days. And on the final summer, she felt within herself that she ought to quit her job. Now, that she did. She went home, told her bosses, I'm finished here in these lawyers' office. I'm finished. So she went home and told her mother. And her mother, being a good German, said to her, I give you 2 weeks. How you have to bring something into the family. You can't just be idle. Now, was the Lord wrong putting that into her heart that she ought to quit her job? Well, the outcome was this. My uncle, he had a home where young people were trained for ministry, and they did have ministry in the city. He had been in Europe. He came home, and after the service, he got off the platform, came to Martha, my wife, and said, "Would you like to come and live in the faith home?" And so she reported to her mother, "I have a job." "You have a job?" "Yes, yes, I've been invited to the faith home." And the mother didn't know how to respond to that. Didn't know how to respond to that. But you see how the Lord led, because she was open. I found her serving the Lord. She played the piano, and it didn't come very easy with her to learn to play the piano. But she stuck at it. Her mother helped her in that. And after a time, she was playing in Ridgewood, she was playing in Pelham, and she was playing in Williamsburg. Three places on Sunday. She was occupied morning, afternoon, and evening, serving the Lord. And the Lord took her on. And it's another story, how we came together in the will of God. But let us give ourselves and have this thought within our thinking and concept. I'm here to serve. How can I serve? When I came, that's how I greeted Aletha. "I'm reporting for service. Oh Lord, let me be faithful. Let me be faithful in my service to you, because there are eternal things that are taking place, and they have been taking place." Did you appreciate the testimony of the sister from Georgia? You did, didn't you? Now God brought them to us, and we heard this testimony, and the testimony of Mrs. Chow, that has blessed us. And so let us be free to give ourselves. However he might choose to use us, we're available. We want to serve him. And I was thinking of this servant who was looking to his master's hand for direction. I wonder how it was with that servant. What kind of a relationship did he have with his master? It's interesting. If you read Exodus 21, you ought to read that perhaps for yourself. Read it. It speaks of a person, a man who gives himself out to be a servant. He evidently fell on hard times, and so he became a servant of a Jewish family. And the custom was this, that after 7 years of service, you could go free on the seventh year of Jubilee. Everyone could go back to his possessions. The Lord had given the land to the tribes, and the tribes gave it, the land, to families. This is your lot. Now you have to work it, live upon it, so on. Maybe you, as I said, you became a servant. So you left that, your home. But on the seventh year, you could go back. And he couldn't hold you. You went out free. But it says there, if he loved his master, I don't want to leave my master. I love my master. I want to serve him. I want to continue service all my life to my master. You know what they did? They took him, the judge took him to the post of the door, and with an owl, he pierced his ear through. That was a sign that he had expressed desire to remain with his master because he loved his master. How is it with us? Oh, Jesus, let me love you more and more till this fleeting life is o'er. Let me love you. Have you ever prayed that way? Jesus, let me love you. I want to love you. Put that in my heart. There needs to be a fire kindled within me of love. Love, the Holy Ghost must do that. And we ought to ask the Lord to do that. It's burning in my soul, this fire of heavenly love and desire to please the Lord and serve Him. How many people have laid down their lives in service for the Lord? Well, we're told to do that. We ought to lay down our lives one for another for the brethren. Do you know anyone who does that? They're among us. There are people among us like that. They would do anything to serve. I find that people want to serve me. And they go out of their way to serve me. Because they have a love. It's the love of Jesus in them that motivates them. With this, I want to close, and that is, we've heard that the highest form of service is to worship. Worship. To delight ourselves in the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, you're present. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, Lord. Lord, have your way. Have your way. I worship you, Lord. And the inspiration will come to say something or to pray. 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 The Lord answers prayer as we raise our voice, call upon Him. Lord, salvation, salvation for the boys. Come to the counselors, Lord. Give them wisdom. Be thou their power for service. Jesus Himself. Oh, take me, Lord, and use me. Worship. I kind of think that this servant who wanted to remain, it was worship. He worshipped his master. He loved him. He loved him to the utmost degree and gave himself to serve that master. And so, why am I here? To live for Jesus and serve his people and serve those even that are without. And He will use us to bring others. There are others of this fold that are not yet within. And He must bring them in. Who's He going to use if He doesn't use me and doesn't use you? He must find someone who becomes a living offering, sacrifice.